Good morning, good morning, good morning. Health, wealth, and freedom team family. Love hearing the regular cast of characters joining us. It always feels like coming home when I tune in on a Monday morning and, you know, it's kind of the Walton family, right? Instead of saying good night, we're saying good morning.
So here we are.
Yeah, what, John Boy. Yeah, well, I'm certainly no John Boy, but here I am, Carolyn Rodriguez, tuning in on Monday, February 20th. We had Valentine's Day last week, so how many of you celebrated? We had a holiday bonus pool. How many of you are celebrating? We had so many things happening last week, and well, I'm just grateful to be back in the chilly north. And it's good to have that yin and yang in life. It's good to have the experience of, oh, this is lovely to step outside in my workout gear and the sun shining down on me, and to come home and see the, you know, the area covered in a blanket of white snow, but the sun is still shining. So I'm grateful to have the opportunity to experience two ends of the spectrum and to be, you know, just thankful for where I am. So it's Family Day here in Ontario, and many of our Canadian associates here are, I see many people in Collingwood, people are skiing, people are enjoying the tubing, they're in town walking the streets, they're at the restaurants, and it's lovely to see so many families getting together and really spending time. And I think what a great holiday this is. It's just and that's all holidays are, guys, a reminder to stop what we're doing in the busyness of life and to acknowledge what's going on. So who'd like to step out and share?
I would.
All right, go for it.
Well, I just want to say that when you said Family Day, I started reminiscing because it was just a few years back on this day that we were actually visiting you and Stephen in your home, and we went out for lunch and visited the ski resort and all that kind of fun stuff up there. So I just want to say again, thank you for that. That was an awesome time, and wouldn't even know you if it wasn't for Aisha Jenks. I think that's way, way cool that this company has allowed us to expand our horizons, our friendships, and our field of vision. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for that, Kevin. And yeah, we had so much fun, and we got to get you guys back up north because yeah, you got to experience, you know, winter in its full glory. And you know, we still go out and do things, even though it's nasty cool outside. We managed to survive that, and it was so much fun. I remember we had that executive networking cocktail party at our house, and it was a packed house, and it was great to have you and Diana come and present. And so, yeah, and so we are, you know, a family can be, yeah, by blood, or it could be by connections that we've been blessed to have been brought together as you know, through a common interest in Isagenics. So it's sometimes family is who you choose. So thank you for that reminder. I'm going to look for one of those pictures and post it on my Facebook page. Awesome. Anybody else? What are you grateful for from last week? What's happening that you're excited about that you want to share with the world?
Broken wrist. The shoulder's gone. Rugby, all the rugby days, parachuting days, everything. The whole thing is wrong.
Okay, somebody having a conversation in the background, Kevin. I'm not sure if they're talking to us or if they're talking to somebody else. Guys, come on, step out. It's Monday morning. Let's raise the energy on the call.
Arby Lee.
Hey, thank you, Miss BBL.
Good morning. So this morning, I was like up early, and I'm literally just scrolling through my music on my iPad. And I found a recording by Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. So if anybody hasn't seen that or heard that yet, seriously, it like got me out of bed. My brain has been working. He gave us a 30-day challenge. I love Earl. The Strangest Secret. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool, Bobby. I have that downloaded onto my, you know, my music there. So when I'm on the elliptical, that's the kind of stuff I'm putting into my head. So I'm not just feeding my body, I'm feeding my insides with Isagenics. I'm also feeding my brain. So great, great tip. Anybody else?
Carolyn, it's Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. We're grateful up in Canada that it's milder, sunny, because we've had so much gray. And it's been a lovely weekend, and today, as you may be aware, is still part of the long weekend. And we're looking forward to red and white at the end of the week.
I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, so Canada is having their official first NYKO type of event that's called Red and White Kickoff, and it starts Thursday with a leadership meeting with the amazing David Wood. I can't wait to see him. And then Friday, Saturday with incredible trainers. Susan Sly's coming to town, and Travis Garza and Kathy Coover will be here, and Dr. Paul Asciaro. And it's just going to be a super-duper event. So thank you for that reminder, Kathy. And we're going to throw out a little challenge at the end of the call all around red and white. All right, guys. Well, let's kick off the call. It's, as I said, it's Monday, the 20th of February, where this is sort of the midway mark of the 90-day game plan for me. I don't know about the rest of you guys. So I'm always looking at benchmarks, and Kevin is very good at keeping us on track. So when I look at last week, and, you know, we just got off a leader's call where I was talking to some of the leaders about there's so much happening in Isagenix, right? So as you're going through your 90-day game plan, do you have it mapped out? Do you have it mapped out in the sense of I'm going for this incentive or that incentive? Because there's so many incentives out there. Sometimes people, you know, it's kind of like a deer in the headlights kind of effect, and you don't have your eye locked on any kind of a target. So what happens is you're and how do I know this? Because this is the kind of stuff that I did in the past. I felt like I was in a washing machine. I was going like back and forth, and really not focused on anything, really not getting anywhere. Because if you know the agitator in a washing machine, it goes forward and then it goes back, unless you got one of those fancy new machines. So it's like I was going forwards and I was going backwards and I was going forwards, and so I just felt like I'm doing this rotator spin, not really getting anywhere, until I learned to, you know, set some goals. And this, you know, in the previous company I was with, we had a coined a phrase. It's called a 90-day blitz. Blitz because why? Most of us can do things in the short term, and we lose our focus in the long term. And so I've given you this example in the past, right? When I first joined Isagenix, and I said to Jimmy Smith, well, what do you do every day? And how do you make the talking turn into money? Anybody have those thoughts when you first joined Isagenix?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, a couple of you did. I was just like, okay, I talk to people and I tell them my experience, and, you know, I didn't have the story template, but I told some version of that story, created curiosity, but then I didn't know where to lead them to. And so the sale, what I call the sales cycle, was a little bit longer. And now in Isagenix, they've got these systems in place to help you decide what do you want to achieve in these blocks of time. Because if you go and Google any kind of I don't need to Google anybody, I've got the expert in my house, my husband, who ran a very successful company, and this is a gentleman who took that small company of creating $10 million a year in sales. He drove that company to $100 million in sales. Would you say that that's a successful company?
Yes.
Okay. It's a no-brainer, right? So when you're looking to achieve something, who do you guys go to?
Somebody that's done it before.
Leaders.
Exactly. And so when they give you advice, how many of you actually follow that advice?
Some of it, probably.
Some of it.
Well, and guys, understand, this is not a judgment on anybody, right? Because what happens is we seek out the experts. They give us, you know, their version of what they believe will work. And what happens is your mind gets in the way of, oh, I can't do that. And so how do I know that? Because I've been there. And to give you an example of that is when Isagenics announced the Paris and Beyond contest, they set the benchmark for what you had to do in order to qualify for the trip. So when I first looked at that benchmark, I mean, I did all the things I was told to do at NYKO. I stood in front of the Paris banner, and I took my picture there, and I'm going to be in Paris, and there's the Eiffel Tower, and I made my vision board all around that contest because I set my target to accomplish that. And then when I looked at my benchmark, my mind went to the place of, oh, well, that's ridiculous. I can't do that. Has anybody else out there, you know, seen that, a contest or something posted, and your mind was like, oh, that's not possible for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so what I want to share with you guys is that is normal. And there was a neat little commercial that was that used to run here in Canada and all around the lottery, and it said, you can't win if you don't play. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
And so when that little tape was also running in my head, I said, all right, well, I got the intention. I have the vision board. I know I want to achieve this. I'm looking at this benchmark. It seems impossible. So what I did was I said, I'm going to throw out that number, and I'm just going to get into action. And I engaged my husband, and I said, this is how much we have to increase our income. Now tell me what to do. And because that's how I replaced my income in my first year. I go, how do you make the talking turn into money? And so we can be running around, enrolling new people, creating consultants, but that's the what I call the agitator action in the washing machine, where you're going forward and then you're going backward, and you're going forward and you're going backward, and then you have a high because, yay, I got a new new possibility, right? Kathy Coover talks about this principle. When are we most excited? When are you most excited, you guys?
When you enroll somebody.
Yeah, when you enroll somebody new, because there's so much possibility there. And then the reality kind of sets in. Oh, they're not doing the cleanse properly. And, oh, they don't want to talk to anybody. And, oh, because they're in the same place as you. So I want you guys to think about what was your mindset like when you first started in Isagenics. Because now that we've been in this, you know, Isagenics is in us. Lenny Evans says that. It, you know, you Isagenics doesn't. You don't get into Isagenics until Isagenics gets into you, or some version of that. I have to paraphrase people. I never get those things right. And so you are Isagenics. But when you first started, you aren't Isagenics. And so I'm revisiting this, and I'm thinking, what's the mindset of a brand new person? Right? What's the mindset of this person when they come in? They're so filled with what they can't do, and they're a little bit nervous about what they're embarking on. And so in this principle of, you know, the 90-day, how do we bring this principle into this 90-day action plan? We're doing the do. We're looking at, okay, I got to enroll. My target always is five enrollments in a month, and I kind of fell off the wagon because life threw us a curveball with my mother-in-law, right? So for 3 weeks, I was out of the game. So in February, guess what? So February isn't over yet, so let me talk, we'll go back to January. So I missed the mark by one. So do I beat myself up that I missed the mark for one, or do I pat myself on the back that, you know what, I had a target. The target was five people. What did I achieve? Four. Is that better than zero?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you guys to be focused on, you know, do you have a target for your 90-day action plan? And is it something that you're doing consistently? So as I've shared with you guys, you know, in talking with Irby Cepeda, number one income earner in the company, what advice, you go to the experts, right? What are they doing to create success? You ask them for a tip, they give you the tip, and now do you do that, or do you go, oh, well, that's easy for Herb? Or do you say, I'm going to give it a try? What do you think?
I'm going to give it a try.
Yes, because what if you don't? What if you don't give it a try?
You don't get anywhere.
Still moving forward.
Yeah, you're in one of three places, guys. You're either moving forward, you're standing still, or you're going backwards. And so my share for you today is that as you assess, you know, am I truly in the 90-day action plan? And so use this theory that I talk about, the rear view mirror image. It's not often that I'm looking back unless I'm assessing what have I done when I'm hitting this halfway mark. Because if I'm not assessing what my actions are, why am I moving forward, why am I standing still, or why am I moving backwards, if I can't identify that, we're going to burn out. And you're going to be in this, what I call a revolving door of activity, or you've just traded one treadmill for another treadmill. Because people, would you agree, guys, that people are watching us? They're assessing you without you knowing it?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right? They're looking at you because you presented this new way of doing things to this person who's observing you. And if they see that your life is just this agitator, forward, backwards, like, well, who the heck wants that? Right, so one of the things I'm always asking the people that are on our group training calls is, what are the fun things that you've done in the last week? And I got to, actually, this is a little reminder for me, Kevin, that I haven't done that with you guys in a little while, right? What are the fun things that you've been doing? Because we get so engaged in what we're doing, we forget to have fun. And how many of you like having fun?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, a few of you do. And so remember that. So as you're going through your 90-day action plan, what is your target? You know, what is it that you expect to achieve? And what are the fun things that you're doing along the way? Who are the people that you're taking with you? And can you do some short blast, what I call interruption type of marketing with your team, right? We just did that last week. So it was the middle of the week. We had some fun calls going on and some training going on. And so I just threw out a quick little contest of like 2 free enrollment codes for anybody who did blankety blank, right? And so you can partner with your upline if you're in a position where, you know, you can't afford the $29 or whatever, right? So there's some fun things that we can do to interrupt the routine that we're in. Because here's the thing, guys. What we do here at Isagenics, I'm sorry to burst anybody's bubble, but I'm going to say the word. It's a J-O-B, right? So when I hear these, you know, these colloquial sayings out there, it's like, oh, J-O-B, just over broke. Well, I'm telling you guys, there are some people in Isagenics that are just over broke. That's the reality of it. And you're just over broke because of the type of actions you're taking or not taking. You're just over broke because you are standing still. You don't have a vision. You don't have an action plan. You don't have a target. You don't have a goal. And so we can make fun of people who are in the corporate world making a paycheck, or we can say, hey, you know what, I choose to replace that paycheck because what's different here in this J-O-B is that I'm in control of my activities, I'm in control of my time, I'm in control of where I work, I'm in control of the fact that I'm not on the highway spending 2 hours in traffic. And so understand that this is work, just like anything else. So this is a vision or a principle I presented to somebody who said, wow, Carolyn, I came in and my, you know, the reality in Canada is the Canadian and the U.S. dollar, well, it took a toll on some people's business. And it's like, oh, my goodness, people aren't buying and all of the reasons of why their business isn't moving forward is what they were focused on. So what my advice to those of you who are in that place where your business is stagnant or maybe has gone down, and our business has gone down, you guys. I mean, I've been very transparent about that. But what do I do? Do I stay there? Do I complain about it? Do I look at it and say, oh, look at my cycles? Because whenever I do that, what I'm saying to the universe is give me more of how I'm thinking. So as Barbie Lee, I'd love for you to step out and share, what did you get out of that program you listened to this morning? BBL, waiting for you to unmute.
Sorry, I had to go on a training call, Carolyn.
What you were listening to, you said you discovered this, you know, tell everybody the name of the program. Barbie Lee?
I think she had to run.
She had to run? Okay, so Kevin, have you listened to that, Earl Nightingale?
I have listened to many Earl Nightingale trainings, yes.
And so what's the principal mindset coming out of that?
Earl Nightingale, probably the father of all personal development when you think about it, and he's always very positive. He talks about being committed to your goal, you know, to your actions, being in process all the time, not sitting back and waiting for things to happen, but making things happen. That's the type of person Earl Nightingale is.
And your thoughts, right?
Well, my thoughts are, and this is one
no,
thing.
No, I mean when he's talking about your thoughts, meaning everybody. What are you thinking? That's what.
Right. And that's what I like about it, too.
And so this is where I'm going with this, you guys. So as you're doing your midway mark review, what are your thoughts telling you? Because one of the things that we talk about is we act in spite of current circumstances. Why do we do that?
Because we're persistent.
Yes. What else?
What's your vision?
Write down a goal. We still have them in our minds.
You have goals. You have visions. You have goals. Yep. Yeah, and you're persistent. And how many of you actually have a vision about what it is you're building?
Yes.
Right? Because without that reason to act, guys, we just become like little robots. We're just what I call doing things. We're doing beings, not human beings. We're doing beings. And so when you look at my compelling reason to act, what is that that's going to make me engage in a conversation with people? And so that compelling reason to act that's in your subconscious mind, I'm not out there like a little robot talking to people because I'm out there to get somewhere. I'm doing it because I'm a person who, first of all, is being, and then I get into doing, and then I get into receiving. And so as I go about my life, I have the vibrational attitude, the vibrations going out there. Who is it that is seeking a solution? Who is it that needs to know about Isagenix? Who is it, and I'm not out there like speaking this is just my silent thoughts. So your affirmations, the things you say, the things you speak about, you bring about. So when I went back to that Paris contest, I knew how what was a perceived obstacle in my thought process of, oh my goodness, I'm never going to do that. What have I just put out to the world, to the universe?
That you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. So my offer to you this week, as you go through this week, is to decide, do you have that 90-day goal? What is it? Do you have that yearly goal? What is it? Do you have a vision board to support that? And, you know, because we're not on a Zoom call, which is what I love about Zoom, is I can show you the picture of what it is that I'm focused on. And this year for me, it's about improving how my body functions. It's about improving, getting those, six-pack abs. I put out an APB for them. They still are eluding me. Right? So my goal is very focused around IsoBody and engaging people to come and participate with me. So I've chosen that as one of the incentives that I'm going to focus on. And along with that, I'm going to shed some light for the people who decide to embark with me and run with me in IsoBody this year, the entire year. Yes, I'm going to keep entering IsoBody because I have a vision of what my body is going to look like at the end of the year. And as I do that, I'm engaging other people who want to come along and play with me and introduce them to healthy mind, healthy body. Right? And along the way, one of my other incentives that I'm focused on, which is a long-term one, is the holiday bonus pool. So my question to many of you is, Kevin put out the date, what was the deadline for the first quarter of the holiday bonus pool?
Yesterday.
Yes. And so how many of you are engaged in that? To me, that's like one of the easiest promotions that you could run for that's going to gift you a bunch of money at what time of the year?
Christmas.
At Christmas. So how many of you need some extra spending cash at Christmas?
I do.
Always can use it.
Always can use it. So what's the qualifier to earn that money for the holiday bonus pool?
Three enrollments.
Three enrollments in a quarter, right? So how many enrollments is that a month?
One.
So do you guys believe that you can achieve one or more enrollments in a month?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to throw a challenge out to you guys that, so this is the start of the new quarter. I'm going to throw a challenge out to you to see whether or not you can up the ante and do three in 1 month. Who's taking me up on that offer?
I will.
Yeah, because what happens, you guys, when you set the bar a little bit higher? What happens?
You work harder for it.
You work a little harder, and you may get two instead of three. But imagine you set your benchmark for one. What are the possible outcomes?
Zero or one.
Zero or one. So this is what I want you guys to get. So this week in the 90-day action plan, your goal is to continue that exercise of connecting. Go back to your existing customers. So really what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing the next couple of weeks. I'm making a list of the existing customers that have stopped ordering. And now learning through JJ and doing the training with him on the IsoTools Pro app, I'm going to reach out to those people and send them the new video. I'm going to reach out to them and send them the little compilation of the Paul Asiero study. I'm going to send them the new white cheddar. I mean, who loves those white cheddar crisps?
Oh, they're fab.
They're unbelievable. When I've given those out to people, I buy a box and I give them out because to me that's like, how many are in a box, you guys?
Ten.
So when I give out 10, how many people have I connected with?
Ten.
So it's a great way to keep track of what am I doing, right? So I have a certain time frame in which I use that as a little exercise, right? I'm going to connect with 10 people. I'm going to give them, obviously these are people in my geographic sphere. I'm going to hand out 10 way cheddar crisps. So I do little campaigns for myself. So this is what I am going to be focused on the next little while. So IsoGenics, and I love this action plan because in my previous business, I didn't have anybody giving me ideas about what to do. I had to use my little pea brain to figure out what am I going to do this week, right? And so, you were kind of this lone soldier out in the field trying to figure it all out. And so with IsoGenics, for those of you who this is your first company, just go and give thanks to God for placing you here, because they have the systems, they have the products, they have the training, they have ideas. They're walking alongside, or you're walking alongside of them. They're walking alongside of you, giving you ideas of what you can do in terms of action plan. So I go back to, if the expert that you're following or asking for advice tells you what to do, and because you've asked, and some of you on this call, because you've asked, now what is it that you're going to engage in? My job is to just say, hey, I'm partnered with this company who are giving me ideas on how I can move the needle on my business. So this week is making your list of those existing customers, and you're jumping back and forth between the 40 people that you've already connected with, because that was your goal the last 4 weeks, and now you've got this list of your existing customers, and how can you use the IsoTool Pro app to make this a lot easier? I can tell you that, you know, in the past, I've said things like, oh, that's so hard for me. I can't figure out all that technical stuff. And I realized, Carolyn, what are you telling yourself? You're staying stuck in the belief that you cannot, in some fashion or the other, understand how to use this incredible tool that Isagenics has put out. And I'll be honest with you guys, I paid for, you know, my Isagenics, and I hardly ever used it because it was too confusing for me. So what I'm doing is sourcing out JJ, went to NYKO where he presented, and he'll be at Red and White. So follow the person, follow the people who are breaking this down. And I can tell you, in the last week and a half, like it took me an hour and a half to figure out how to send a little campaign to 3 people. So many people will say, oh, that's too hard, I'm not doing that anymore. So I thought, okay, it took me an hour and a half. The next time I sit down to do this, now I've already done it once, and now I'm going to get better at it. So that's what I'm embracing, is using technology to make my life a little easier, because I did it the hard way, you guys, sending out the information, calling people up, asking them whether they listened to the info, chasing them, playing the cat and mouse game. And this is like, whoa, I send it out to 5 people. All 5 people are, let's put it this way, human beings were curious. All of them looked at, you know, at one or more of the videos that I had sent. So now in my follow-up, it's so much easier for me to say, hey, I see you watched the video. What did you like best? Because they can't say, no, I didn't watch it, because I'm telling them I received the information. And I got to tell you guys, my last sign-up, you know, yesterday to get my 3 enrollments, I thought I had done all 3 in November. And when I looked, it was like, I had done 1 the day before the quarter started. So at 9:30 last night, I followed up with this lady, but connected with her yesterday at 9 o'clock and walked her through the process, and she enrolled. So I got my 3 enrollments for the holiday bonus pool. So what I'm sharing with you guys is Isagenics has the systems. So this week, we're going to talk about How do you go back to your existing customers? What are the things that you say? You know, what are the things you can do? What kind of campaigns can you create? How can you honor those customers? Because that's where Isagenics is moving to. We're moving to the customer first. The whole premise of Isagenics is going to be customers first. So with that, guys, I covered a lot of ground today. What are you guys taking away?
Carolyn, I just wanted to let you know that I posted Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, if anybody wants to look at it there. And it's about...
I love it, Maura. Thank you so much. And since you're welcome. Stepping out, have you listened to that?
Yes. And what I did I just downloaded the document that goes with it as well, like the entire transcription of what his speech is.
Mm.
The book there. And it really
love
is beautiful.
It.
It's a wonderful, you know, reminding us that what we think about, talk about, and do something about comes about, and about the law of giving in order to receive. So, yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Love it. Well, with that, guys, that's a perfect way to end. I invite you guys to do your rearview mirror look back. I'm excited to connect with those of you who are coming to Red and White. If you are a health, wealth, and freedom team follower, please, you know, come up and say hello. We love meeting people who tune in, you know, every day on this call. And it's going to be a fun event. And we'll be back here tomorrow with the beautiful Lori Clark as we continue to finesse and massage and get better at this connecting process. So have an amazing day, everyone. Enjoy your family day. And just go out there and bless somebody today. Bye-bye.